Yen Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Tes, we're in the middle of Sif Lamed Tes. Let us start just the Mechaba from Sif Lamed Tes. We'll continue with the Mishnah B'lula. The Mechaba says, Tfilin, Bein Shal Roish, Bein Shal Yad, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Shi Yiyu Merubois, B'tforon, U'balachsoinon. The tefillah that ties together the two chelke of the titure has to be merube. The hainu, it should be a square, it should be a perfect square. Sheyirabuam mechuvam, that the square should be mechuvam. Olkoi kerochboi, the length and the width of the square should be equal. Kedei sheyir lehem oison alachsein she'amul chazal kol amso beribua amso utrechumshi balachsoine. That if you the diagonal, you make a diagonal in the square, so the diagonal will be 1 2/5 more than the two sides of the square. So that was learned last week. Now let us continue in the Mechaba. B'tzorich l'rabeya mekoyim moishovon. That means that is that we have the bias, and the bias is on the titura. So one should make sure that the titura should also be berube. That's what the bias is lying on. V'gam habatim, and the batim also should be merubois, but the bayis should be meruba, a perfect square, and the titura should be a perfect square. And here we have a picture in Per Aloche that this is when we cut in, that means when we cut in to place the ritzua in the mabartim. So this should be a the mokim achatach where we're cutting in should be a perfect square from here to here, should be equal. The length and the width should be equal. So that is the titura should be a perfect square, and the bayis should also be a perfect square. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Vav. B'tzorich l'rabeya. The Gamze who me alocha l'maisha misinai l'das roiv apoiskim. Roiv poiskim hold not only the tefira has to be merube, but the titura also has to be merube. The Gamze who beribu agomo to be a perfect square k'may b'hatfira. Va'af de merube mamish b'meleches abatim, to make it mamish a perfect square, da'ainishi b'tachlis atzimtzum u'kimat min ha'nimna. You can't make it mamish a perfect square, especially in the previous generations. They did not have such sophisticated tools that they were capable of being merabe. The bias here, the tefira is, it seems it's much easier to make it a square, but to make the bias a square, that is impossible to make it a perfect square. A perfect square, mikoma kim koma de efshele la'odam lasais, but what a person is capable of doing, b'inyin zeh b'vadei chayiv hu lasais. This a person should do, v'ayin be'kredinim, and that's what a person should do. Moishavom, so now we're speaking about the titure, b'hu ha'titure. That means the bias is lying on the titure, so he should make sure, v'ayinu she'yachtech ha'ma'barta mi'beit stodov, כדי שיניקה ריבוע התיתורך בקמון בסיף ממדלת. That when he's cutting away from the ma'abarta, he should make sure that the titure is a square. Yeah. V'tzorich lashkiach mo'id al zeh. One should be very careful to make sure kis kol zeh ma'akiv afilu b'diyevet. This is ma'akiv afilu b'diyevet. V'gam yesh lashkiach be'inyin ha'tfire. That when the tfiris that one makes that these tying together the titure, ki machma she'seifrim oisim nikovim gedoilim, the seifrim make large holes and their teifer in these large holes, k'tas nimshach achut litzdodim, so the chut, if you have a large hole, so it is not one straight line. So here he has a very good picture over here, that if you have a big hole, so it could be from one hole to the other hole, it's going, it's not straight. The one hole is going over here, and then the second hole, the tree is going on the side of it. So al kaponim, you have to make sure, if you make big holes, you have to make sure that the tefillah is straight. Yeah. So one shouldn't make such big holes. By days, I know tefillah shavis beribua, so nichnas v'zayyotze, so one tefillah is going over here, the other tefillah is going next to it, so you don't have a square. V'achshav b'avay niseinu harabim, harbei, she'ein mashkichin, oh no, I skipped up. But titure tzorch liyis merube. The titure should be a square. Bein milamailo, bein milamato. That means the titure should be a square on the top. And on the bottom, should be a square on the top and on the bottom. And it should be, he said, V'achsha b'avneseinu rabim harbe she'ein mashkichim al tefilayim. Many people are not concerned about their tefillin. She miriboim kedin afilu medagdikim b'mitzvus. To those who are medagdik b'mitzvus, yei she'ein mashkichim ki'im al roish habatim. Their whole concern is the top of the bottom. That should be a square. Sheyu meruboim, that it should be a square. But there's more things that have to be a square. Ve'ein mashkichin ala titure. They're not mashkich on the titure. That means if the titure afilu is not a square, they're not concerned about that. Balatviri shugam kemiikir hadin vuhu dovo haneko losakeim. So here he says, here he has a picture that, let's say, if it's not a square over here, here we have a pagim over here, so it goes in. So there's a problem in the titure. And if you'll have the tviris, which are also not square, so it's also possible. So one has to be aware of the problems that one can encounter and make sure that these things are ma'akev me'ikar hadin. So now we had so far, we had learned that tefillahs have to be merubah, the titure has to be merubah, and now the mechaber ends off by saying, v'gam habatim. The batim also have to be merubah. The loy kemoisha noigim ktsas, others have a minig lasri shol yad agulo. They make the shol yad that it's round. The shol yad is round, mamish round, and that's possible. The tulin have to be, the batim have to be a square. It has to be a square. It shouldn't be round. Like Moshe Negim says, "Lasei shol yad agula b'roishoy." Rak shemerabei atitura milamato. All he does is make sure that the titura is a square. But the bias, he doesn't look if the bias is round, which is impossible. Now, Elo, Bein HaShel Yad, now say the Tefillin Shel Yad, or Bein HaShel Rosh, and say the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Yiyu Meruboy, she has to make sure that both of the Tefillin are square. V'Kavone B'HaShel Rosh, so what does it mean that the Shel Rosh, it should be a square? Shabo batim yachad yu meruboim, that together the four batim should be a square. V'loy kol echad bifnei atzmai. Not could have a case that let's say each bayis is a square, and altogether it's not a square. That's possible. We have to have that the four batim together should but if the four bottom together should make one square. Yeah. The ribua habatim b'chol meshech goivom, the whole length of the whole height of the bayish should be merubah. But that means in this case over here, see, so on top it's merubah, but you see there's an indentation. So over here it's not merube. The whole height of the bayish should be merube. V'gam haribua yihyu al yedei abatim atzmon. The ribua should be through the batim. V'loy al yedei dover acher shemetiach aleihem, but not he'll put something else. That means like this. Let's say if you'll have, he's got this bottom case over here. He has that there's a pagam in the ribua. That means in the middle of the ribua. Here it's not merubah. You have to have it. So the whole thing should be merubah. So you have to have the ribua. So he'll go and fill it up with some cement or some other thing, and then I'll cover it black, and what you don't know won't harm you. So that's possible, because the ribua has to be from the Eir HaBatim. I'm going and putting in another material, and through the other material, now it's a square. It's possible. The Eir has to be merubah. But in the whole height you have to have this ribua. That means if the ribua is it's 5 centimeters over here, so the whole length of the height is to, you have to have this ribua. So if in the middle there's something that's missing, so in this place it's not merubah. So that's what I need. So to fill it up with tiach, sicha won't help. It's very interesting. There are chiluke deis. There was other poiskim who held. That means like the first, let's say if such a thing happens, that there's a pagam in the oil. So it's possible. So theoretically, what should one do? One could take a different oil and stick it in till it becomes straight. So this is the oil doesn't have to be oil echot. The tefillin have to be made. Maybe there's a hiddur of oil echot, but it doesn't have to. Daf could be one oil, one skin. So you take another oil and stick it in till a kapon will become a rubah. That is what one should do in such a case. Now, there were chiluke deis, if others held, which was perhaps more practical, but the shaila is if it helps. Others went and they took oil, they took leather, and they ground it up, and somehow this is oil, and then, so this was much easier to fill up the pagam, and it can make it very good. So others said, this is oil. So I filled it up with oil, which was a convenient way of being seisim, of stuffing up all the pogomim in the batim. Other places can help with the evidence. It's good. I mean, Chassidzuk, I think the Chazanish wanted to be maple with this. Others are machmel. But al kaponim, But Al-Kabonim, here he's talking about to fill it up with a different substance that is ich and no good. By Lakam and Simon Kuf Prehe. I think he need a kosher muta beficha, yeah. It should be such a nail that it comes from a kosher animal. It could be there could be medabik, I don't know, it could be too heat, I don't know, Klo. No, some of the can hear, perhaps he could be medabik. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about the glue soon. Yeah. Now let's go further. But the height of the batim, so that means the height of the batim could be higher. That means you don't need the same measurements, let's say like this. Here we have a case that the square of the batim is one measurement, but the height of the batim is taller than the square. That's no problem. There's no halacha that the height has to be similar to the dimensions of the oirech and roichav, of the length and the width of the it can be taller. Avo goyva abatim em lahakvidim hu yoysa meirochbon v'olkov. So let us see, fine. They don't have to be makpid on that. It can be, yeah. Ribua, yeah. The Mesabir Lacha says, Ribua l'inema ala ala oirech v'roichem. That would it should be a square was only said on the oirech and roichem, not on the Ribua. Now, let's see further the Mechaber. Asom merubois. But is when he made the batim, they were beautiful. They were beautiful square. Ba'achel zman, but later, it was because of the passage of time or other reasons, niskalkul ribuam. Now it's not meruba anymore. Yesh mi she'omer she'tzorich l'rabo. Now this lashon we'll see Mishnah Berura is. It means it would seem from the lotion of the Mechaber that others say that you have to fix the ribua. So that's, there's no machlokes. He has to fix it. If the ribua became niskalku, you have to make sure that it remains a square. You have to fix it. Niskalku ribua. Let us see the Mishnah Berura. Kigoin shenis akmu habatim zepoina lemizrach bezeh lemayrov. Now here means like this. That means what happens that the dalet batim of the shorosh separated, and now it's not merube anymore. It's not merube because they're going in different directions. So you lost your ribua. You lost your ribua. That means in the width they're longer than in the length. So kaponim, he said. So niskalko or ribua. Now agav uche, there's a big machloikis. Another say b'diyebed, it's good. That means if the four batim separated one from the other, but you can. They're not stiff. That means you can press them together, and you press them together, you have your ribu. But now, they're separated, so others hold that this is kosher. That means it's not cold, it's not merube. Kol aroi lebila and bila makeves. But since, theoretically, they could be pressed together, so it's cold that's a proper ribu. Others are machma lechatchilen, others... So my mail is like this. If it's separated but you can't press it together in such a case, then it's possible. Because it's not merubah. the parchment is nothing to do with the bottom. There's two things. There's the parchment is the parshiyos. And then there's four bottom. And the four bottom together have to make one square. Masking tape won't help. Well, what could help, glue could help. We'll see. Glue could help, but not masking tape. Masking tape is, if you put masking, this halacha we're going to have soon, that we need that the outside of the bias should be roya es ha'avir. That means there should be nothing. That means if the bias ends over here, so this should be facing the avir. But if you put something over it, and because of that, it's not reyes av, it's possible. So masking tape is even no good. Glue could be as good. What? No. Clamps is also no good. Because you have something that's marble between... Not the airspace. The problem is if you put clamps on it, so the outside of the bias is not facing the other. That means this is the outside of the bias. All sides of the bias have to be roye pnei ha'aver. They have to be able. There shouldn't be something that chaitzes beinam lebein ha'aver. So you take your masking tape or something else could be is no good, but. So this has to be fixed. If you put glue in between, we'll see glue could help. Glue could help. So now it's holding together. Now let's go a little further.
And this is a lach mishpina.
That's been mechuba. Yeah, lach la
mishpina.
What do you mean? No. Okay, we'll talk about that soon. Yeah, 100%. We'll talk about that soon. This calculation question is akmo abatim. So, now, this is something which is very shchiach. Shniskalko chudei abatim legamri, achenasa ogu. Now, let's see such a picture. Now, the corners of the bias, here we have in this picture, we can see one corner became round. It became round. So it became round, so it's not a square. You lost your square. We'll talk about this soon. So it became completely round, one corner. So you lost your square of the bottom. So it's possible. That's case number two. Hachanas Ogushin is Kalkul HaTitura, or the Titura somehow became Niskalkul, but now it's not. So the Titura became round, let's say in such a case. Or Yatvire Hachav the Ribuan, or the Tvire became, somehow became loose. So now the tefillah is not a square. So in any of these cases, a tefillah was made b'kashrus. So memela is possible. Yeah. So of the ribua. Now, let us just speak. For 1 minute now, when one buys a new pair of tefillin, so it's mamish, look at the corners, are mamish sharp, four right angles, and b'vayis hayomim, whatever you do, wear and tear, it gets a little round by the corners. You don't have your sharp corner. So I just like to say over, there's an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he speaks about this and he says, just like to read in Aruch HaShulchan, Doch Shulchan Eisai Zayin says, Im chidud haktsovois niskalkulu ma'at, the sharp edges of the four right angles of the tefillin become, they're not sharp anymore. It is niskalkulu ma'at, ma'bekach. So what is it? Doesn't have to be mamish. And he says, v'lei nitnu ha'teire l'malachai ha'sholes. The Torah was not given to Malachim. That means we're people, and this is a normal bekilkul hazavis hu behechich. I mean, if you're aware of it already, a year or 2 years, you saw it together, you'll see. B'chalila loyma alze shein psu. Fine. So al-kaponim, so if it is only, you can look at it, it's not, you don't have a sharp right angle on all four sides, you can see. Well, kaponim, so this kilkul does not pass. This is not called, there's a chesoven in the ribua. Now they bring something, a very interesting sack from the chazainish. Chazainish also did not make an asik if it's mamish. You don't have four sharp corners. But the chazainish said something very interesting. He said, if it's rubbed off a little bit, she should paint the corners and then repaint it and then repaint it and then repaint it and you'll build it up. And the shachris will, even though the ribua is not from the oil, the ribua is from the paint, afalpikein, since the ribua is measured. There's a locha moshe mi-Sinai that the tefillin should be meruboim. So what is the locha moshe mi-Sinai? It's not speaking about unpainted tefillin. The locha moshe mi-Sinai means when it's painted, it should be merubah. That is the locha moshe mi-Sinai. So we're not speaking about white tefillin, we're speaking about black tefillin. So he holds that one can build up the ribua through repainting it. That's a chiddush of the Chazainish. But al kaponim, a small kilkul, it seems.
It's not attractive, it's
attractive. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the piece, the shalom,
a mold, yeah.
And it takes 3-4 months in the water.
Magibet? Yeah. Now he doesn't do it anymore. Now someone in the square does it. They used to do it. Magibet. Now let me see. Let's speak something. Yeah, so my mail then is not good. Yes, Misha email. So the Mishabu says, Ein Chaylet Bosev, that everyone agrees, even though when it was made, it was a perfect ribua, but if it was Niskalko, so now it's not called Merube. The Dacha Machaba came by Harbin Mekoymis, and Mashika Savdor, the Sivkot, and Kufkov Gimel. So if it became Niskalko, so you have to make sure that it now should become merubah. The kimin de ribuan hu alocha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So the alocha l'moshe mi-Sinai is that the tefillin have to be merubah. It doesn't help that it was merubah, but it has to be merubah. B'chol shata b'nishim merubah. U'mikol mokim there's no necessity to measure it each day. It's still merubah, it's not merubah. Im ribuam kayim, shemamidam oisam al cheskosam. I can tell on chesok. That means if I don't see any kilkul in the batim, I don't have to be concerned that a kilkul occurred. You tell on chesok. And I assume that the tefillim are in the same matzav that they were till now. Imloi sheroye sheniskalko. Unless he sees clearly that there was a kilkul, so then it has to be fixed. Ve'im nisakeim hatiture. Now this, I know by me this is very shchiach. The through the perspiration on the hand of the person, so this can bring about that the bottom chelik of the titure starts bends. What? Yeah, well, this split to begin with. It's split to begin with because there's an opening that you put in, and then this the bottom chelik of it. So it's always split. But the perspiration or the heat of the hand can open up the split.
When you come from the beach, it's not white the air.
Yeah,
water.
Yeah, moisture. But that's what happens then. So the concave, they say, is not too good, fella. But this they say, this should be fixed. This should be fixed. God, I was by Abatemacher. He told me if one perspires, so he said the Eitzah is every day when you take off the tefillin, you should not put them in the kestelach. You should leave it exposed to the air. So that'll make that it both will dry up and al kaponim, it will not affect the earth. So here he says, v'im nis'akim ha-titura, if it started bending, the titura, the bottom chelik of the titura bent, av she-be'etzem hu merube, that means theoretically the oil is the same dimensions that it had before, but now it's bending over. Ha-kmachmas is'akmos ha-titura, since it's bending over, Niris Kimeshaine Merube, it looks like it's not Merube. Is Yahso the Yisakin, he should be Misakin it. Now the lotion would seem that's a lachatchilo one should do it. It seems from the lotion it doesn't seem that it passes with the Yabit, but one should take care of it.
The sending himself a floor. People knew that on COVID.
Back to the Ramo. The Yasa Koladalad Batim Bishavim, he should make all the four Batim, they should be the same size. Shloy Echot Godu Mechaveret. That means theoretically you could make one bias wider than the other, and one is narrower, and altogether it's up to a Ribua. So Lechatchila, one should not do this. One should make them, they should all be the same size. This is only lechatchila, but b'diyamid, afilachad rocha mechaber kosha. If it's a... Well, we'll talk about that soon. That's the next thing. Sif mem. Oyer habatim, the oyer of the batim, Mitzvah la'asoysoy shochel. Ayla kamon simen lamed gimel. Now, if we learn the Machaber Elech, so the Machaber is saying as follows, that the Eir of the Batim should be, there's a mitzvah, it should be shochel. And what if some of the paint fell off? But the evidence is kosher. So what? No, but you didn't do it. If he says such a lotion, mitzvah lasa, it's a mitzvah to do it. So if I do it, I'm a kind of mitzvah. If I don't do it, it's not possible. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the lotion of Mechav. Oy Rabatim, the Choshkein, she yedagdek, so he says mitzvah, she yedagdek, shashin yeshocher. The shin should be also black. The fami machmes loy v'yoshnoy, you have two which are old, Niklaf Mimenu Ashachris. So here is a nice picture that you have over here, that you had a beautiful black shin, and then a chalik of the shin, the paint came off. So Yezicha, that the shin, it seems, is more choshev than the etzem ba'is. Yezicha, make sure that it should be black. Mitzvah. Mashme, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, the b'diyavad einei li'ikuv. That means, so other poskim hold, very interesting, this halacha l'moshe misine, the chitzuos have to be black. That's less mantepoli. The bottom of this hold, it's only a chatchila de kedin. And that's what the machab holds, mitzvah. Mashme diyavad einei li'ikuv. V'yesh poiskim, the spiloi, do a halacha l'moshe misina, k'moya ritzuos. Other poiskim hold that it's halacha l'moshe misina, l'ikuvu, afilu b'diyevet. O b'bir, so it's machlekes ha-poiskim. B'bir agro ma'ash mishu mitzadit kein l'halacha. The goyin would seem old that we paskin like that, that it's ma'akev. V'chein b'yishu es yakev, v'chein ma'ash mivalei rabbe, b'shu ikneses ha-gdeyla. The yesh l'achmel. One should be machmer. Im loy, b'mokim d'loy efshah. But what happens, he sees, he looks at the bias, and he sees that the bias, some of the paint chipped off, and he doesn't have any shval. So what should he do now? Efshah, d'loy efshah, yesh lismach adilir ha-mekilim, k'deish lo yizbatl mi-mitzvah sur. We have here a machaber and a ramor. So b'diyavad, we can be saimach on the mekilim, and you can wear the tefillin, even though part of the shachas fell off.
Is there any reason why the shin glossy?
Why the shin is what?
Glossy.
Glossy? Yeah, yeah.
The tool is glossy. The shin is glossy also.
Also. Well, the boilet is something else. Boilet has to be boilet. But glossy, why this is glossy and this is not, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe as we progress, we'll get smarter.
How do you feel?
A minute.